Lovely. Right. Okay. So we are going to start. You can look this way, guys. You can look this way. You're going to need to be able to see the screen. Good. So I'm going to show you a few pictures up on the screen. Okay. Now, really simply, I want you to give me a thumbs up if you think the picture is something good or fun, and a thumbs down if you think it's something bad or sad. Okay? Adults can do this as well. Don't worry, you don't get to miss out or you don't get off the hook. So a thumbs up if it's good, a thumbs down if you think it's bad, okay? And there might be a few that might be on the line. So let's have a look at the first picture. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Party, birthday, celebration. Yeah, I think that's a thumbs up, isn't it? Yeah, look, lots of thumbs up. Good, right, next picture. Oh no, bullying and fighting in the playground. What do you reckon? Thumbs up? You can't have thumbs up. Thumbs down, yeah, definitely thumbs down. Let's go to the next picture. McDonald's, what do we reckon? Oh, look, there's lots of thumbs up here. Parents? Oh, the thumbs down there. Oh, we're very divided here, very divided. Maybe if it's Burger King, we might get some more thumbs up. But right, next picture. Oh no, what's happened here? Who can tell me what's happened here? She's fallen off a bike, hasn't she? She hurt her knee. Is that a thumbs down or thumbs up? Definitely a thumbs down, isn't it? All the parents agree, thumbs down. Good. Oh no, sad, isn't it? When we lose someone... There's a graveyard. That's definitely thumbs down, isn't it? Yeah, definitely thumbs down. Okay, next picture. Dentist. What about this? Is this thumbs up or thumbs down? What do we reckon? Oh, the adults are definitely all thumbs. Well, mostly thumbs down. There's a few thumbs up. Wow. Glutton for punishment. Yeah. Good. Oh, you got lots of young ones here. Thumbs up. Okay, you'll learn that actually, as you get older, dentist isn't so good. Right. Darth Vader. What film's this? What film's this? Who can tell me what film this is? Go on then, Nathan. Star Wars, yeah. Darth Vader, is he good or bad? Definitely bad, isn't he? He's a baddie. Okay, next picture. Cricket. Good or bad? Watch it. I'm watching. No. Turn those thumbs around. Definitely thumbs up. Ooh, bad. Right, next picture. Ah, homework. This is definitely thumbs up, isn't it? Definitely thumbs up. Homework, happy with this? Parents love homework. Children, not so sure. Right, let's have a look at the next picture. Ah, the beach, building a sandcastle. Who likes building sandcastles? David, do you like building sandcastles? You got both thumbs up. Yeah, good boy. Very good. Okay, let's see if there's another picture. Oh, vegetables. Vegetables? No. Oh, we got lots of. We got some thumbs up there. Well done, girls. Good. Better than the boys. The boys are all thumbs down. Right. Okay. Let's have a look. Oh no, she's poorly. Thermometer in her mouth. Definitely thumbs down, isn't it? Okay. Any more pictures? Oh yeah. Look. There we go. Oh, opening Christmas presents. Is that good or is that bad? It's definitely bad. No, it's not. There we go. It's good. Right, okay, I think that should be it. There we go. So, what did we see in those pictures? Who can tell me? Hands up. Yep.
Somebody fighting on the playground.
We did. Saw someone fighting on the playground. That was a bad thing. Okay, what else did we see?
Somebody ill.
Yeah, that's another bad thing. Did anyone see any good things? Yeah. Children on the beach, yeah. So, hands down, all these pictures illustrate to us that in life, there's many good things to enjoy, aren't there? Many good things. Will you look at me? Many good things to enjoy. And we get to enjoy those things because God has given them to us. But also in life, there's many things that are not good and are sad. And that can make us feel a little bit lost in life, can't it? We're going to do something a little bit with the lights. Now, we're going to turn all the lights out, okay? And life can seem a little bit like this. When all the lights go out, and the spotlights as well, it can seem quite dark, can't it? We get a little bit lost in life, okay? But the verse that's going to come up on the screen now is really helpful for this. can't quite see it there, but I'm going to read it out. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Wow, that's a special thing, isn't it? A light coming into the world to shine in the darkness. Jesus stepping into the world shone light into the darkness of the world. We're going to have the lights turned on here at the back. We see what's happened here? What's this here? Who can tell me? Who's this?
Mary.
That's Mary. And who's this?
Joseph.
Good. Well done. You've been well trained. Good. So we see the nativity there, don't we? In the darkness, the light of Jesus shines. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story, okay, which will help understand this a little bit more, okay? I was the age of about 12 or 13, okay? So a young teenager, and I was fast asleep, middle of the night, and I was in my bed, and my bed was level with the window, okay? Now, the window was on a slanted roof, okay? And somehow, in the middle of the night, I climbed out of my window onto the roof of my house. Imagine that, fast asleep, totally asleep. And I only woke up, this is true, I only woke up once I was about a meter below the window. Imagine that, wake up in the middle of the night. It was pitch black, couldn't see anything, totally disorientated. Wonder whether I was still dreaming or having a nightmare. And I was really, really scared. Thankfully, it was only a one-story house, so it wasn't a big drop, 7 or 8 foot maybe, but still, really scary in the middle of the night. And then suddenly, out of pitch black, the light comes on. The light comes on in my room, and my mum comes to the window and says, "Don't worry, Nicholas, I'm here to help you." In the darkness, I couldn't see anything. Suddenly, a light came. How do you think I felt when that light came? How do you think I felt? I was really scared and worried. I was all alone, no mummy and daddy there. How do you think I felt when the light came on? Thumbs up, definitely, I was thumbs up. I now had a hope. That light gave me a hope that I'd be okay. Well, that is a little taste and a little picture of the great light of Jesus that's come into the world. You see that verse, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. That light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. So Jesus' life shines into the world and helps us to know and understand who God is. To know and understand what life is about, and to ultimately show us through life. But most importantly, to show us the way to God. To know and understand how we can know God again. And that is the great news. That is why Christmas is a great time of joy and celebrating. Now, I'm going to tell you how my story finishes, because I'm still on the roof, aren't I? I'm still in lots of trouble. Mum's there, which is great, but she can't reach me. And I'm going to tell you how that story ends in the second half. It's a good ending. Don't worry. It's a good ending. But we are now, before we carry on with this story, we're going to all sing our favourite song that we've been singing the last few weeks. Can you remember what that is? Happy, happy day. Right, so we need all the children up on stage and our leaders. And you can turn the two spotlights on, Sally. So any children's leaders that want to come and join, don't be shy. Come up on stage. We've been practicing this song the last few weeks, and you heard it in the video. And it's going to come up on the screen. You might want to go back to the beginning, I think. The videos. Good, okay. Right, we've got the volume as well. Good, right, are we ready with the actions as well? Come on. Right, and adults, you can sing as well. Don't think you're off the hook as well. Stay seated, but you can sing as well, okay? Good, right, let's go for it.
Happy, happy day, sing for joy at Christmas, fill the air with gladness, all the earth, to us the Son is given, he leaves us throne in heaven, God with us, so happy, happy day. Christ the Lord, the light of men, born to die and rise again. Break the curse of death and save us from our sins. It's a happy, happy day. Sing for joy at Christmas. Fill the air with gladness. All the earth. To us the Son is given. He lives his throne in heaven. Oh, happy, happy day,
happy day.
Let angels sing and do not fear. Christ the servant king is here, bringing peace to all on whom God's favor rests.
Come on, everyone sing.
Happy, happy day. Sing for joy at Christmas. Fill the air with gladness. All the earth, to us the Son is given. He leaves his throne in heaven. God with us, oh happy, happy day.
Come on, play your instruments, guys. Come on.
Sinner, come and find release. The incarnate Prince of Peace. Let the wonder of His glory fill your heart. It's a happy, happy day. Sing for joy at Christmas. Fill the air with gladness. All the earth. To us the Son is given. He leaves his throne in heaven. God with us. Oh, happy, happy day. Happy, happy day.
Come on, guys, let's give them a round of applause. Take a seat, guys. Good, okay. So, children, come back here. Where are you going? Come back here, come on. I've got to tell you the rest of my story now. Come on. Come and sit down back here at the front. Good. So, where am I, guys? Not now. On the roof. I'm on the roof, aren't I? I'm on the roof. Still a little bit worried that I'm not going to make it back up to the window. So I'm there. I can see Mum. Mum's talking to me. I'm trying to get back up to the window. Okay, I'm like a hamster kind of scratching away, trying to get back to the window. But I can't get there. I keep on slipping. And I end up slipping all the way back down to the gutter. Okay, my feet are on the gutter. And then suddenly, I hear my dad's voice behind me saying to me, Nick, I'm here, don't worry. What I need to do is to turn round and to take my hand. And so I take one hand off, one hand on the roof, don't let go. Turn around and take my dad's hand. And he takes me into his arms, okay, and then takes me back down to the ladder. Whew, wow, that was a close one, wasn't it? Thank goodness I was saved. That gives us a little picture of what Jesus has done for us. Not only is he the light for us, but he also shows us the way we can know God again. We're going to look at these verses again, and I'm going to ask Trin to come up and read for us again. Where's Trin? Oh, there you are, Trin. Come up and read these verses again. The verses are going to come up on the screen, hopefully a bit better this time.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was on his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
Lovely. Thanks, Trim. So here we see it. Verses 9 to 11, we see and you may experience this at school, some don't want to receive Jesus as their light. You see, the good news is there, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming to the world. The light of life of Jesus was there for everyone, not just a particular people, not just a particular country or a particular age. It was there for everyone. And that was the good news. But some people didn't want to receive that light, because you know what happens when the light of Jesus comes into the world? What it does is it shines not only into the world to expose the dark things of life, but also it exposes our hearts as well. See, that light of Jesus shines in our own hearts. And we don't always like that, because we know there's things in our hearts that aren't good. And that's challenging, isn't it? Maybe you struggle with things. Maybe you're tempted to lie, or maybe you're tempted to disobey your parents or teachers. Maybe as adults, we're tempted to, we know we do things when no one's watching, but God is watching, and there are things in our lives that the light of Jesus shines into. So some people didn't want to receive it, but we see verse 12, which will come up on the screen now, and this is the great news, and where we'll spend most of our time now. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That is great news. Have we got that slide? There it is. So there it is, verse 12. We can see it's in the yellow there. Now I want you to, children, to help me. Who can tell me a verb in that verse 12? This will test your grammar out, won't it? We might need some adults' help with that. Who can see a verb in that? Some of the older, go on then, Taylor. Receive, yeah, there's a verb. Who can give me another verb? Yeah. Believe, good, yeah, there's a second one. And another verb?
Bow down.
Bow down, not quite. Yeah. Gave, yeah, good. And then the last one is become. Now, I'm going to need some helpers. I need three people to come and help me, okay? Yes, Abigail, you can come up. Ethan, come up. And Ailey. Yeah, thank you. Right, I'm going to need some help. So, we've got three words here. If you all just stand here to the left of Mary. There we go. So, we've got some words here. The first word, the first verb, is this one, isn't it? Receive. Can you hold that one there, Ailey? So, if you hold that there above the nativity scene, then the light can shine through. So, we see there, the first word is receive. This is the great news that some people chose to receive. They received Jesus into their heart, okay? And when they received Jesus into their heart, they were saying to God, we're happy and want you, Jesus, to show us the way. Show us those things in our lives that aren't good. Show us where we need to receive forgiveness. And so some people did receive Jesus into their hearts. The question is, how? How do they receive Jesus into our hearts? Well, that's the second word. So everyone say, youngsters, can we say receive together? Come on. Receive. Good. So that's the first word. Let's have the second word. And Ailey, you can step away. Ethan's going to step into there now. So how do we receive? Well, we receive, as it says here, we receive those who believed in his name. So we see we can know God personally by believing in Jesus. Can we say believe together?
Believe.
Believe. Can we say the first word? What was the first word? Receive. And the second word?
Believe.
Believe. Good. Okay. So by believing in Jesus' name, we can receive something really special. Now, a slide's going to come up here, which is one of the verses from the Happy Happy Day song. It says, Christ the Lord, the light of men, born to die and rise again, break the curse of death and save us from our sin. That is what we are to believe in, those words that we were singing. That is a great thing. See, verse 13, I'm going to read, I'm not going to read it out, but I'm going to summarize it. In verse 13, it's helping us see that we aren't a Christian by simply being born into a Christian home, or by being British, we think that maybe we're Christian. Or maybe even by going to church, we think that that might make us a Christian. A Christian here is what? Youngsters, what can we say? What's the word? believe, isn't it? By believing in the name of Jesus, that is how we receive this great gift. The question is, what do we receive? Does anyone know what we receive? Okay, step away, Ethan. Let's have the last word, which is this one. Abigail, can you go and hold that there? Good. Can everyone see that? Hold it there, because it might. That's it. Well done. Good. So we've had receive, we've had believe, we've had, what's this word? Can we say it all together? Gave. Good. So he gave the right to become children of God. I wonder, what is your greatest gift that you've ever received as a youngster? What's the greatest gift? I'm going to show you the greatest gift that I've ever received. Try not to knock the guitars over. This was when I was a youngster, okay? My cricket bat. That was my greatest gift. When I was around the age of 8 or 9, I got given a cricket bat. It was about £30 at the time. I got it from my godmother, and I loved it so much. It was an amazing gift. You know what? I used to sleep with my cricket bat every night. I did, honestly. I don't do it anymore, I promise you. I loved my cricket bat. It cost £30. This now costs £500. Can you believe that? £500. Might as well use it in the fire, eh? Firewood. So there we go. That was a gift. That was my best gift as a youngster. I've had lots of better gifts since then. Okay, family, wife, children. But that gift was totally blown out of the water by the most amazing gift that I received personally at the age of 20 when I became a Christian. You see, I recognized this. I wanted to receive. I wanted to believe. And when I did that, God gave me the right to become a child of God. And that is great news, hands down. When we become a child of God, we have the God of the universe as our Father to pour his love into our lives. I was very blessed to have mum and dad pour their love into my life and their love and their care into my life for many years and still now. Well, think of this. The God of the universe wants to pour his love into your life, to know you personally and to have a relationship with you. The question is, will we do that? God has held his hand out to us and given us a great gift in the person Jesus. When my dad held his hand out, what did I need to do? I was taking a hand off the roof, remember? I might slip. What did I need to do? I needed to trust my dad, didn't I? In that moment, I needed to trust my dad when I held my hand out. Well, that is what God is asking us to do, to trust in him. So what was the first word we learnt? Receive. Come on, do it a bit loud. Come on, you guys can do better than that. What's the first word?
Receive.
Receive. The second word?
Believe.
Believe. The third word?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So if we want to receive Jesus into our heart, we have to believe, and then God gives us the right to become children of God. That is a great gift for us to think about this Christmas. Good. I'm going to say a prayer, and then you'll have a chance to go back to your seats. Let me pray. Dear God, thank you so much that for all those that want to receive you into their lives, it's simply just by believing in you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing more that we can do. But by believing in you, Lord Jesus, you give us the right to become children of God. So, Lord, thank you for that. And we pray that this Christmas, these young children and us as adults would think about that great gift. We pray for this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Good. Come on, let's give them a round of applause, guys. Thank you, guys. Good. So we're now going to have Maggie and the children come and pray for us.
James, can you come up here and do your bit for us, please? James, can you do it for Daddy, please? Because he's here. James, could you do it for an extra big slice of cake at the end? Please. Okay, it's all right. Children, can you show the adults what we do when we're playing? What do we do? We wiggle our fingers and then we put our hands together. Thank you.
Dear Lord, please would you still our hearts and help us to focus on you. Thank you that you want us to come to you just as we are. You want us to come to you whether we are happy, joyful and excited, or sad, angry and confused, because you understand us, because you made us. Nothing will happen in the universe today without you knowing about it, so we thank you that we don't need to worry about today because you are in charge. Help everyone here today to know what a wonderful, powerful, patient and loving Father we have in you.
Dear Lord, we come to you today knowing that we are sinners. Every day we sin against you in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Please help us to come to you with our sin, knowing that you will never turn us away. Please help everyone in this room to know that you will never turn us away, because Jesus died on the cross for the sin of the whole world, and that you forgive us because of him. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much that you went to the cross and paid the price for our sin. We love you and thank you for that.
Dear Lord, thank you for making us. Thank you for making our beautiful world. Thank you for our families and friends. Thank you for Christmas and a chance to rest and play. Thank you that we have enough to eat and drink every day. Thank you for sending Drew, Emma, and the boys to us. Thank you for our church and for every single person in it. But most of all, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the best Christmas present of all, your son. Dear Lord, thank you that you love us to come to you with our needs. Please will you help us this Christmas. Help us to love each other and be kind to one another. Help us to remember the true meaning of Christmas, and help us to be bold in inviting people to our Christmas services so they can know Jesus for themselves. Help the adults to have all the energy they need to look after us this Christmas, and help our teachers to rest too. Please help our church to be what you want us to be. Help us to know that you have a very special plan for each and every one of us. Help those of us today who are sad or are hurting. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort them. Please bless us and guide us. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.